There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pat Down. It is Chris. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Unfortunately, this is another best of. Miss Pat was at the BET Awards this weekend. I was traveling back from my experience seeing the show. We're going to talk all about it. It was absolutely amazing to see Miss Pat, Dion, Quisha, Ashley, Garyana. Everybody was there. I haven't seen them since December, so it was really great to catch up. And just to see what Miss Pat has put together at the Miss Pat Show, if you get a chance to actually go see an episode live, you should definitely travel to Atlanta to do it. It's unbelievable. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next week. This is from 2019, and it is about abortion. I'm guessing Miss Pat's opinions have not changed from this episode. So I think it was like episode 7 or 9. Let me actually look here. Yeah, episode 7. So I was still terrified of Miss Pat, and you'll hear that in this episode. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. I want to first thank you guys for making putting this podcast in the top 10. After just 4 weeks, we truly appreciate that, don't we, Dion and Chris?
Hell yeah.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
I'm actually blown away. When like I said, when Chris first said this shit, I was like, shut the fuck up, Chris. You ain't selling me no pipe dreams. But I'm truly, truly appreciated. Make sure you, what else?
Yeah, to rate, review, subscribe in iTunes. Go give us a review, 5 stars. That helps us get to number one. We want to be the number one, not just comedy podcast, but number one podcast. If you like this show, go do that for us, and that'll help us get to number one.
And you know what? We just started a Patreon this week.
Yep.
Yeah, because y'all keep asking me to do video. I'm sitting in my house right now with Chris with no bra on, with no wig on, no eyelashes, and I look like his Uncle Pat.
You got to see this shit.
And it's hot as fuck.
Honestly, I've had a Woody the entire time. You call him Woody's, Dion?
Not to other men.
Woody sound like a small dick, Chris. But anyway, I think we call him in the hood Panthers.
Panthers. Well, there's a difference between your neighborhood and my neighborhood, Miss Pat, in terms of size, girth, all that.
But what else do I supposed to be?
You should just say Garyana, me, okay. And introduce.
Come on, Garyana. Thank y'all for tuning in. And today I'm sitting here with, say hey, Dion.
What's up, y'all?
Y'all give it up for my white boy, Chris.
How's it going?
And y'all show some love to my daughter with the loud voice, Garyana.
Hey!
Get your ass out of here.
That was so fucking energetic. This is going to be a good podcast.
Yeah, that means she don't exercise at all.
No. Well, I'm here.
All right, y'all. Stay tuned. You about to have some fucking fun. It's about to get real.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
So how's everybody doing today?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Why is everybody mad?
I think Dion mad because I was watching Beyonce.
Nah, I'm mad because your energy is shit. You've been ordering people around like the goddamn dictator you are. Patricia Castro over
Pol
here.
Pat.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Hurry up! Who I'm hurrying up to?
Everybody.
Well, I mean, shit.
Get the clothes. Boy just got off the school bus, walked in the house. Nigga, get that up. Put that down. Get that up. Put that down, nigga. Like, goddamn. Well, can a nigga walk in the house and pee? Shit.
He should be thick if he got a house to walk into. That was days I got home and all shit was sitting on the side of the street. Try watching the Smurf from the sidewalk in front of your house. So learn how to be thankful, goddammit.
What about a Smurf?
The Smurf, the cartoon.
Oh, you were watching TV
if
outside.
If I was him, yeah. I would rather watch TV outside.
Honestly, it's a beautiful day.
You know what I mean? It's so nice.
It's beautiful outside, Garyana.
Oh, child, fuck that shit. Here, these kids, hey, you fuck up my house, you're going to clean it up.
Absolutely.
I'm not Hazel. Do I look like a maid? I've been sitting in this house all day with no bath, no wig, just chilling. I don't want to clean up behind no fucking kid.
Right.
First of all, my kids are grown, and I should be off on my own, living my best life. But I decided to sacrifice my life for somebody else's kid. I'm not picking up your shitty drawers.
Right.
I'm not seeing about. I'm not doing that fucking shit.
And when you're like in like before middle school, they're always shitty drawers too. Like, I don't know about you, Dion, but boys are gross. I was a smelly kid.
I wipe my ass. I ain't finna co-sign.
Well, he
that.
Got a little bit of ass. Yeah, when he flush the toilet wipe his ass. He ain't got no ass. He's skinny and built like a white girl before ass implants were popular. Yeah, me and you got to dig in our ass like we rumbling through a trash can to get it clean.
Garyana, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
That's why I had the window open.
Garyana.
Somebody bring us air conditioning.
But even if you did, it doesn't work anymore.
Minions?
Why would you cut off the air?
To save energy. Aren't you trying to save the planet?
That is a good point, Miss Pat.
Well, she be telling me to recycle and shit and don't throw shit out because the dolphins going to get it. And I don't know how. Hold on for a minute. Quisha call. I'm sorry, y'all. You know me. I answer phone calls in the middle of the thing. How was y'all weekend? I was in New York.
Is she the one with all the Asian babies?
She's the one with all the Asian babies.
Well,
six Asian babies.
She only had two.
All them kids Asian by two different Asian black men.
Dion, I learned she has a graveyard pussy, I think is what it was said on the air.
That's what Ashley said.
what show? Were you on Sean Latham's show?
Yeah.
And your daughter, Ashley, walked up and just one word and destroyed the whole show. It was hilarious. And then I saw a picture of Ashley for the first time and went, holy shit, Miss Pat has a twin. Ashley looks exactly
like her. Like she had her by herself.
Like carbon copy.
It's kind of gross, to be honest.
Why? You want to sleep with me and Ashley?
Fuck no. I've never seen somebody, you know.
Look exactly like their parents.
Exactly. Like,
that.
Like she looks I've never seen her father.
It's like your genes marched in and said, get the fuck out of here.
You know
way.
What I mean? It's like they took that one little piece they needed from his balls and was like, the rest of y'all get the fuck out of here. We got this.
Boy, that's what happened when you pull and grow up together. They say feed them till they look like it. That motherfucker looks just like me. Remember back in the day before DNA tests came out, and that's the baby daddy. Well, feed a nigga till he look like it.
What?
I did not have that saying.
Before DNA came out, you took the man to child support court. He said, well, that ain't my child. So the judge said, well, there's no way to prove you not the daddy. Just feed them till they look like you.
What?
So feed them until they get old, like 18.
No, feed them till they look like you. If you feed anything enough, you'll start to look like them.
No, that's not how that works. Do people look like their dogs and their lizards?
I feel like you get twin babies when you have sex in a graveyard. Like, I feel like that's what happened.
That's
what the fuck is a graveyard got to do with this?
Isn't that where you
Isn't
got
that where
pregnant?
Ashley was conceived?
The graveyard?
No, my kid was conceived there. That's why his eye was dead.
he was ugly.
You said was dead, so it's alive now.
Yeah, in resurrection.
Well. It's starting to open. It's starting to open again.
He's just born with one eye closed.
No, he got like his eye. He's just fat. His eyes were open.
It's just well shut.
He has like very fat eyelids.
Yeah,
they're like
heavy
obese.
Eyes. He got
well,
heavy
that's
eyes.
That's what happens, I guess, when you got to look out for ghosts.
Yeah. Fucking
or,
ghosts
or a fist.
Ain't no damn ghost in the ground. I mean, they out there, but they don't say nothing. They just look. They just look. They don't bother you.
Do you believe in ghosts?
The Holy Ghost.
No, I almost caught the Holy Ghost one time at a Paula Abdul.
White.
Paula Abdul.
I thought maybe you were looking at her before and you felt some type of way.
No. Paula White. I was at the Georgia Dome at this Christian thing. I used to say hamburgers and hot dogs there back in the day with the kids in my neighborhood. And Paula White, T.D. Jakes, and all that was there.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Oh, yeah.
That was the most craziest shit I ever seen Christian people do. They was like, sow a seed. God say sow a $100 seed. I'm like, dollars don't grow out the ground, nigga. And all these church people just grabbed $100 and threw it. And they you know, back in the day, the dome was three tiers. So then you pick it up and you just keep throwing it. I said, you some crazy motherfucker. I ain't never seen it rain like that with a bunch of black people. I'd have been in there picking that shit up. But she almost made me. That day, I really felt the Holy Ghost, and I ran up out of there.
Really?
You ran away? I just got my hair fixed. The Holy Ghost can't fuck with no black woman. She just can't fuck the beautiful fuck around in my
wig. You gonna sweat out your edges?
Wasn't no edges back then. Wouldn't it was just quick weed.
Most fucked up thing. The only reason she went to hell is because she didn't want to mess up her hair.
You get in front of Jesus.
Now that humidity gonna kill you.
But do you know that they say that's one of the reasons why black women are overweight? Because we won't work out because of our hair.
Really?
Yeah, we would not fuck up our hair. So now we're wearing wigs, huh?
I still won't.
Yeah.
You got real hair.
I was going to bag on Gary on it, but I can't. I just listened to the...
What
the,
do?
Hey, no, I can't.
Don't start now. You can't finish.
She will eat your redhead
ass.
She's
too funny. She's too funny for me.
But they say black women don't work out. So that's one of the reasons why we're so overweight. So now we're going to wigs and plastic surgery. We just skip the workout. You just fucking suck it out of us and then give us a nice little baby doll figure.
Well, that's how white people did it.
Yeah,
they never.
They created a whole new profession so they didn't have to work out. They wanted asses, so what they do? Instead of working out to get an ass, they just got a doctor. Hey, put some ass on me.
You know, and that's what I understand about people, because back in the day, if you wanted an ass when I was little, all you had to do was use your mother government butter. That shit worked.
Just to get
you rub butter on your chest. You never heard that? You rub it on your ass and you just soak it in your draw. It's supposed to make your booty grow. When we was little, it's like, you want titties, put butter on your titties. My mom used to beat it.
This sounds like some
creative molestation.
Yeah,
right,
some creepy ass here, uncle Mr. Illegal Knees hanging around.
No, that was the next door neighbor, them twins who I got in trouble with for drinking my mama alcohol.
Mama, they were stupid. You told they were the worst two fucking dumb stories about your next door neighbors.
But they used to say,
well, it might have worked because you do got a big butt.
I got big titties too.
I don't think that had anything to do with butter.
That's science. That's science.
Genetics, yeah.
Yeah, but see, today they're using that wrong butter shit. They done took all the cholesterol out of the butter.
You got to go out there and get that expensive carrot goat butter and put that on you. That's that organic butter.
No, you can't use that good shit.
What do you
use? It's like drinking a Coke just straight out the fountain. What? No, you got to use the bad shit to make your ass grow.
Like Country Crock.
Country Crock is good.
Big Rock.
So what's the bad butter?
It's margarine. Don't rub margarine on it'll shrink.
Parquet. Butter.
No, it's the butter with no name.
I can't believe I have no ass.
No, it's the shit that say butter. That's right. What you gotta use.
I've never seen
they just
like
call
that.
Butter. Don't got no other kind of name. No ingredients. No
ingredients. Say butter. And it takes forever to melt.
Yeah, no nutritional value, just says butter.
The ingredients are your imagination. You guess what it is. You guess what you think.
Well, that shit worked for me. I got a big ass booty. Speaking of women, we want to talk about, I was thinking today, that shit in Alabama. Alabama has lost their goddamn mind gonna ban abortion, even for rape victims. How is Alabama out of all states with the cousin fuckers, the daddy fuckers, the uncle fuckers, the next door neighbor, the dog fuckers, going to ban abortion?
I feel like that's probably a small minority of the stuff. Our
well, that's the ones I'm talking
listeners
to.
Listeners in Alabama are plummeting.
Well, we can say the same thing about Georgia, too, because they did the same thing.
Well, we're not talking about Georgia. They ain't passed it. We're talking about Alabama. They real close to passing. Isn't that crazy? You know what's crazy about banning abortion? And I don't give a fuck what you write in and say. I personally do not give a fuck, because I would have Garyana hurt your feeling with a pen and paper.
She doesn't have anything better.
But fuck you up in
she
conversation.
She don't have shooters, she got writers.
Goddamn right. So my thing is that they do all of this shit to control the women body, but nobody ever come up with clip the nigga nuts. When we gonna have clip the nigga nuts day?
That is true. Ladies,
mandatory castration.
If a man tells you that it was an accident he came in you, he is fucking lying. You know when you're about to come. Dion, you wanna get in on this?
I've had an accident.
You're a goddamn liar.
Whoops.
You're lying. Chris, you're
getting
about,
older, Chris.
You're talking about by yourself, Chris. He was in some pussy. You're talking
about listen, if 100% of unwanted pregnancies are caused by the man because he can't control his shit.
Well, my thing is how they always talking about doing shit to the woman, but they don't ever say, now, I want to hear somebody pass a bill to say all men must clip their balls.
Here's the thing. You're never going to get that because the women who agree with them keep fucking. You got to stop those bitches from giving those dudes some pussy. The dudes who say...
them old ass white men who... The thing is you got all of these old ass white men making a decision. It was 25 white men passed that bill, and I guarantee you maybe two of their dicks work. Maybe two of their dicks work.
But that's not the problem. The problem is the women that agree with those dudes.
But it was all 25 men that passed that.
They're the ones in charge, but their wives are like, yes, honey, preach. Those are the bitches you got to check.
There's women who agree with the
bill. Those bitches stop giving up pussy, those dudes would be like, well, fuck, we just got to change our attitude.
No, there are five more bitches like that.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the ones you have to stop. You got to stop those.
No, but
those are the people you got
to. You cannot tell because 25 bitches decide to play with 25 small dicks in Alabama. The decisions to make.
Look what happened. It's been happening for 400 years. Small dick motherfuckers. The racist motherfuckers keep getting fucked by racist bitches, and the shit just keeps continuing.
I don't think race have anything to do with
it. I'm saying it's the mentality of if I agree with the person in charge who's got a fucked up mindset.
They don't make them racist, Dion.
No, he's not saying they're racist. He's just saying that dumb hoes.
Don't say hoes.
See, I'm so sick of you. I can't say hoe.
You can't say nothing.
But Santa Claus you can say hoe.
Write it down and I'll say it for you.
Write down dick. I will say it for you. I have.
No, he's trying to say that dumb girls be like messing with dumb dudes. See, now
when
I can't,
it personally
I can't
affects
say
them. When it personally affects them, then they'll change their behaviors.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Always when it personally affects
that's
them.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to get the... So whoever's in charge making the stupid decision that affects the majority, but they're in the minority, but they're controlling everybody. So like a 80-year-old white dude, who cares if he's going to have an... No one cares, but he's going to tell you can't have an abortion.
But no,
he ain't having no more kids.
No,
so why does he
no,
get to
I bet
say,
you every pro-lifer, as soon as one of their mistresses get pregnant, they like go get an abortion.
Exactly.
Because they love that. Donald Trump asked one of his mistresses to get an abortion. I'm sorry.
You're amped up.
And the minute those dudes have to face the same consequences as everybody else will be, the minute they're like, you know what? We need to sit down and talk.
It's always. I mean, even with everything... It just blows my fucking mind. Why do it have to happen to you before you give a fuck what happened to everybody else? It's none of your business. It's none of your fucking business what women do with their body. It's none of your business.
Which is worse, a girl having an abortion at 15 or a girl having a kid at 15 who y'all don't help her raise this kid, y'all don't give her no money, she ends up having... to break the law in order to provide for this kid. She goes to jail. The kid goes into the system. He's fucked up in the head
because
I took his
way
mama away.
Money.
So now not only do you have her in jail, but you got
Chris,
him out here.
We really need you to speak up because you're a Christian.
This is the, I was driving here and I was like, you know what? I hope we have a fun show today. The last fucking thing I wanted to talk about was Alabama and abortion.
Why?
Because...
Us how you feel.
Because I think the way that these two have framed pro-life people is incredibly insulting to pro-life people and the things that they believe that I believe. I'm pro-life. Mm-hmm. I personally would not have...
You can't say you're pro-life and then take away all protections once that life gets here. That's stupid. That has nothing to do with anything. You can't say I'm
fucking... Did I say that? Did you hear those words come out of my mouth?
I'm trying to get you. Go and finish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Black people get excited, Chris. Don't get scared.
That's why I yelled back. That's what after the last one, she goes, you just got to start fucking yelling back at
her. Yeah, go.
I think that the people that are in Alabama passing these laws, you may disagree with them, but they passionately believe what they're doing is right, and they operate from a different worldview than you have. And to just say that they're all fucking mistresses and that they're all a bunch of backward mouth-breathing hicks is incredibly insulting to those people because
well,
they just disagree
with you. We're not talking about people that When I say cousin fuckers, if you're not fucking your cousin, then this don't go towards you.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So don't say because I said cousin fucker, dog fucker, whatever. If you're not fucking your dogs and your right. cousin and your auntie, well, then this don't fucking apply to you. You that's just like saying all niggas breaking stoves. Chris, I don't break in no motherfucking stove.
Sure.
I no, go and use my fucking Speedway card the right way.
But,
so,
but here's where I do think that I agree with you guys, is that the use of the government to force other people to live that those guys, the way that those guys want them to live is inappropriate. Like, my personal choices would be pro-life every time. But I understand that, like, you can never, prohibition on anything does not work. You will never be able to prohibit abortion out of existence. Mm-hmm. And the pro-life position that if you're a pro-lifer and you're not willing to say, I will put a woman and a doctor in jail for life for committing murder, if you're not willing to go to that point, then you're hypocritical. And they're never willing to go to that point. And so, because it is not, Miss Pat's on the phone.
She's her abortion doctor. Just
but so,
so, so are you for or against abortion?
I am against abortion.
Okay, well, that's what times. I thought. That's right. Why you turned red in the face, because us three, mine, you right. don't have a pussy. You're a white man in America. And my thing is, nobody should tell us what the fuck to do with our body. You, this is what I don't understand about this country. You say we can't kill the baby, but you don't want to feed the baby. Make the fuck up your mind, because usually people who get abortions usually can't afford the fucking baby.
I am
a person who had an abortion. To have an abortion is fucking horrible. It is fucking horrible. I felt so bad that I never got to know what the fuck I just killed. And I, to be honest with you, I would never do it again. But here I am, Chris, at 16 years old with my third child by a married man, uneducated, beat me. I'm already struggling with the first fucking two. Got an eighth grade education. I brought another baby into the world. They wasn't getting a nigga but $235. So I had to make a decision. At that age, I couldn't even get a job. And I knew what it was to steal a can of milk for two babies. And I'd be goddamn if I was good enough to steal enough for three babies.
Right.
That's the shit I'm talking about. It's easy to run your mouth. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. It's easy for a motherfucker to run their mouth when they never been in that situation.
I was pro-choice until I was in a relationship with a woman who had an abortion.
Well, Chris, you can't. She didn't want your baby.
But it wasn't my child. But
oh, you want her to keep somebody else's child with you?
No, I'm saying that this had happened in that person's past, and then you spend a lot of time with somebody who deals with that grief. I mean, that
she was crazy
to say that. To say that men aren't affected by abortion, it's not even close in terms of how it affects. But I personally saw the effects that an abortion had on someone that I loved. It ruined our relationship. The grief ruined our relationship years after it had happened. And
well, so it ruined your relationship, Chris, because you supposed to fucking got a back pregnant. You weren't doing your fucking job, Chris. Weren't banging the vagina, right?
I would have loved to, but she was afraid of getting pregnant. And so, because of that experience. So to say
Did you use a condom?
Yeah, and pulled out, and she was on birth control. Imagine how great my sex life was.
Well, you're supposed to stick a hole in the condom.
Here's the thing. If she... Clearly, she's got trauma that she didn't deal with.
Absolutely.
So, for you to be in a relationship with a person like that, you are taking on a responsibility.
He wanted some pussy real bad.
I mean, you knew what you were getting into. So
I didn't until years down the road. And then I was, then finally that
person.
So
whose fault is it that you didn't do the research, Chris?
You had to know that.
You got to do the research,
Chris.
The
stupidest fucking hindsight bullshit argument I've ever heard, Dion.
You knew up front that motherfucker was crazy, but you wanted the pussy. You
she was attracted to me, Miss Pat. I knew she was nuts on something.
Okay, dude. Like I said, he didn't do the research.
Yeah, so now you want to fault all women because you was in a crazy relationship with a bitch who had whatever you thought the fuck she had. That was your dick didn't do the job, Chris.
No,
your dick was supposed to reverse her mind. I know some dicks will make you forget about shit. We're going to talk about them dicks after I come back from this break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Price, Priceline.
We back with the dicks that changed your minds.
That was an enlightening break, honestly. Yeah. It was quite the break. I
love this fucking podcast because you can talk about anything. It get really, really serious and then get... Because Chris over here looked like he about to fucking cry. As soon as we said Alabama, he turned red.
Notice how real fucking quiet I got. I was
Jesus
like...
Jesus going to get off.
I was like, oh, God damn. I go, oh, God damn it, I don't want to do this today.
Oh, yes, you do.
I think people should have more abortions. I've been to school with some of these idiots that y'all raising. And I can't take it. Y'all are raising some dumb kids. Y'all don't teach them no manners. They don't
preach.
They don't be washing their hands when they come out the bathroom. They be picking their nose. And this is in high school, honey. Who are y'all raising? If you're not gonna put the time in to be good parents, just clip it out.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. See, Chris,
you had a collection plate, I'll put some money in that.
Church of One, just you and me.
Girl, I'm feeling everything you're talking about.
Chris is not feeling this black church. He's like, you niggas going to jail.
I had my arms crossed. I was like, as soon as the collection plate passes, I'm leaving.
I can't stand a motherfucker who don't have no say. Like, you can't. If bitches came up to you and was like, look, you got to put you can't jack your dick. I don't care what you say. You can't jack your dick no more. You got to stop jacking your dick or we going to do this.
Your ass going to be out there marching, Chris.
But it isn't about controlling a woman's body. It's about protecting a life that is inside of the woman.
What do you think is swimming around right now in your nuts? Life. That's all that is life.
And can I cut your nuts? Are you willing to cut your motherfucking nuts? Are you willing? Yes or no, pro-life?
Of course not.
I'll shut the fuck up about my pussy then, because this is my pussy and I've said it before. I can sit five crackles off of
you
my
can't
pussy.
Say what when life starts. If a sperm is swimming, it's alive, it's moving, it may not be thinking, but it knows where to go.
Hell yeah.
So if that's life,
let
quote,
me explain,
I'm using quotes, life.
Let me explain biology to you, Dion.
No biology.
I'm just saying.
Chris, no biology.
Where does the line start? Because if it's we can argue the stupid ass life starts at conception and a heartbeat and all that other bullshit. We can argue that all day. But at the end of the day, you cannot tell a woman, you just can't do that because I don't think it's right. Who gives a fuck what you think?
And if you heard me earlier, I'm not saying that I should have that power to force Miss Pat to do anything.
And then I'm not talking about you, am
right.
I?
So I want to make that clear. I think that at
so
the end of the day.
So how are you pro-life? So if I have an abortion.
Because at the end of the day, my beliefs control myself. And
so no, they don't. That's the problem. A bunch of you motherfuckers who believe the same dumb bullshit get together and y'all make laws that pass.
Down. This is all free.
You keep using
something.
The word you. No.
Let me ask you something, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you had to vote, listen, you're going to be hollering at my white friends. He three niggas against one. That ain't right now. I'm not even saying
he's bigger
that.
Than me. Me yelling at him. He can handle it.
I'm not afraid of Dion.
Let me say this.
Say it again. I don't think she heard
it. Let me say this. So if you had
I'm afraid of Miss Pat. Okay.
You better be.
I've seen the tape.
Which one?
There's multiple. No.
So if you had an opportunity, if you're on a board and you had to vote to stop abortion, how would you vote, Chris? I mean, I would personally say, no, allow women to do what they want to do. That's just my belief, and I don't give a fuck what y'all say out there, how mad you get. I just believe that nobody should be able to tell me what to do with my fucking life. Do I think you should use abortions as recreation? Fuck no. You should be more responsible. But if somebody get raped or whatever your fucking reason is, no woman should have 9 abortions. Mm-hmm. No woman. So if you had to vote on abortion, you sitting there, you part of Congress, you in Alabama with a white hat on, a white heat wig on, and you
is
got
he
your
the KFC
mustache.
Man?
How did I turn into Thomas fucking Jefferson all of a sudden?
I thought he was the Pope.
So and you got on a white robe and you look like Abraham Lincoln and you had to vote. If you had to vote today to stop abortions, what would you vote? Chris?
My personal belief. So
I ain't gonna ask you your fucking belief. I'm
asking
you
did.
You,
that's exactly what you just asked me. Okay, what is your belief?
I'm asking you how would you vote?
Because you're trying to put me into a false choice because I don't believe that I have the right as
why
an individual.
Why do you have to explain everything, Chris? I know how I would
because
vote.
Because I think it's important for the nuance to be
oh,
there
fuck
because
the
it
nuance.
Matters.
Can I say one cuss word later on?
No,
just one.
Go, Chris.
Because using laws at the end of the day is using the barrel of a gun to force somebody else to live the way that you think they ought to live,
right.
And I don't feel that that is an appropriate use.
My time would be better spent supporting crisis pregnancy centers and helping young women who are in crisis.
That's not what I asked you, Chris. You're acting like a Republican.
Here's the thing. If I say I would vote pro-life, you are assigning to me an answer that I do not believe. I do not believe that it is appropriate just because I have a different view of abortion than
so
you.
So would you vote yes or no on whether you would allow abortion to be legal in your state is the question.
If we all had to go to the poll today, yeah. I will vote. Hey, do what you want to do.
I will write in F them kids because I don't care.
Shut the fuck up. What would you vote?
You're creating scenarios, though, that like... But that's the problem with it.
He's doing that white man tap dance.
No, it's not a tap dance.
It's too close to the issue.
No, yes, fuck that. Fuck you, Dion.
I'll be fucked. That's what you're doing. You're tap dancing. No, she asked you a direct question. Would you vote yes or no to legalize abortion? And you're like, my personal belief
because
is.
She is asking me for an opinion that I do not.
No, she's hold. Not asking your opinion.
I would never want to put myself in a position where I was the person deciding how other people would live.
So you wouldn't vote if it was on the ballot.
If it was on the ballot, you wouldn't vote.
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, that's all the fuck she was asking.
Do you know that was like if we were having sex, it was like you would go, you went 6 minutes because, and I only asked for three.
Because you're asking me, because you're trying to put me into a position.
No, I'm not. I just asked you a question.
Yeah, but you asked me a question that would put me into a position I don't agree. And I think, Dion, you're trying to...
I'm just telling you that's how black people live. We get put in positions we didn't ask for all the fucking time, and we got to deal with it.
You always got to bring this shit.
No, I'm just saying, I want him to understand the mentality of the thought process. That's all.
Every single person breathing that lives under a government.
So it's not wrong to say I would vote to... Outlaw abortion. That's not wrong. That's your opinion. If that's how you feel, fine.
And we all respect your opinion. What I'm saying is, don't give me a no answer
because that's bullshit.
He's saying don't give him don't fucking beat around the bush.
Yeah,
it's just as simple as no. I respect
a non-answer.
That's the way you feel, and that's the way I feel, and it's nothing wrong with that. But honestly, overall, the government, I don't think that. They should have a right to tell us without. And I'm a woman, and I'm speaking from a woman point of view, not for all women, not for all black women. I'm speaking from. I am a girl. I want to know why is it so bad that you want to chase us down not to have an abortion, but you does absolutely nothing for the man. I've never heard a clip that dick law. I've never heard of a law. Why aren't we clipping dicks? If you really want to stop, baby, clip the dick. The dick still can work with the dick being clipped. And then that's how you outlaw abortion. Just go and clip nigga dicks.
Well, because
sterilization was already tried and it didn't go so well. I mean, sterilization.
I know a lot of white men in my community out here got clipped dicks and don't have children.
By choice. That's the difference, is the sterilization.
So why do we
laws.
Get a choice and they don't?
Because
America loves to oppress women.
That's what I'm saying. How men have the choice to be sterilized, and then a woman has a choice whether or not to have the baby, and now we're arguing about it.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, every right that a woman is able to get about her body, she had to get from a man, and then it's up to be taken away from a man.
I personally do not, and I'm not attacking you, Chris. If you feel like I'm attacking you, I apologize because I'm not.
Fuck you, Dion. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll have the abortion if I get pregnant. I'm telling you that right now.
I think we'd have a cute
baby. That'd be the ugliest baby in the world.
Fuck you, Gary. That would be a cute baby.
You remember those campaigns? Y'all might be too young, but back in the day, they used to have these campaigns where men were pregnant. And I think the whole message was making men feel like what women go through. Mm-hmm. But I actually, as a little girl, I thought men could get pregnant. Oh, so when I saw two gay men as a girl, I was like, who gonna carry the baby? That was always in the back of my head from that campaign.
Oh my God.
Would you fuck me, Chris?
Honestly, yes. Would you? He's got the Snapchat filter on and he looks fucking thick.
No, he said thick.
Y'all crazy.
But the pro-life people don't see it as a birth control issue, which is really kind of how you're framing it, Dion. They see it as a life being ended. They see it as a murder issue.
Okay, if you see, hold on.
Wait a minute. The problem is
that there are two fundamental, irreconcilable worldviews here that... At the end of this podcast, we're not going to change each other's mind.
No, we're not. We're just talking.
And so
how do you, that's part of the reason that I fucking hate this issue so much, because it's so good for fundraising, and it's
y'all fundraise for that?
I don't, but I think the groups on either side do fundraise for it.
Let me
instead of finding the issues that would help children in the position that Miss Pat was in, like how do we do more for the foster care system? How do we make adoption easier? How do we fix?
Stop wasting time fundraising on abortion.
Exactly right.
Okay,
and on that we agree. And so, if you look at the way that Miss Pat grew up, what are the conditions that were contributed by the government that we supposedly control, and other issues, we could come together around some of those things instead of having these fucking bullshit debates where we're never going to agree.
It's not a debate. You just told me that your view is you feel like someone's killing a life. Okay, but if the parent has that right. It's her body. She has that right.
Well, Chris, if you're that concerned about it, how about giving me some money for these kids that made it? The crack baby, they made it.
I have a question. So, do you believe in capital punishment?
I don't.
What do you mean?
Meaning, do you believe that death the state penalty. Has should the you be
put to, de- to should
kill?
You be put to death for having an abortion?
I'm funny on that one now. I'm fickle. I'm, you know, I used
she
to
said
not,
I flip flop.
Yeah,
kill that nigga. Say that nigga.
It's according to who you killing. Because let me say this. It's according to who you killing. To be honest with you. And it ain't about black and white. It's more of the crime. Like they have so many black men and Hispanic men on death row and come to find out dead and they release them. So that's why I'm fickle on it. Because if you haven't, like, if it's an old case and you haven't 100% proven and then it's 2019 and you ain't fucking ran a DNA something to get these people off, I think the evidence should be looked at again before you fry them.
I'm 100% against the death penalty in all cases. There just should not be me, absolutely no. Me. The government like should not have the power to end a life.
It doesn't make sense with.
But
your
they got. You don't right. think the government have a right to end a life?
I don't.
But you got. But the you. But you think it's okay for them to tell me what to do with my pussy? That's still an abortion. You killed them at 40 or you killed them at one day.
I don't believe the government should exist.
She actually made a point.
Yes, that's
part
okay.
of the
problem.
That's the part
the
of the problem.
If the government wouldn't exist, motherfuckers be shooting everybody in the street.
And they're not doing that now?
Because of the fact that there's a government.
But no.
Really?
The more people you put together, the crazier they get.
Y'all be quieter now.
We're trying to solve abortion, goddamn.
We about to solve capital punishment, abortion,
the problem of government.
Yes, we're going to do it all today.
Capital punishment is I like to see, I mean, if it's somebody like for an old ass case where they murdered somebody years ago, and especially when it's a black defendant, because you know back in those days, and to this day too, we still get treated like shit. Just search the evidence a little bit more before you just put this person to death. One person that I did not give a fuck about, and I don't know if y'all remember this case, because Tukey, you remember the gang member in L.A.? He was started.
But he reformed himself. We had learned about that in school.
Yeah, he did reform himself. But
that's supposed to be what the prison system is about, reformation, not right. punishment.
I was on the fence with Tukey because he ended up, you know, and I understand when you come from a bad life. Like when I was in Canada, they don't fucking kill you like they do over in America. You do the shit Tukey did, they fucking put you in jail and try to find out where, why, and how can we reform you and make you a better person, which I totally agree from that. But Tukey was... I was kind of on the fence with that one. I didn't know if I want to kill him because he had done such good things, and I know what it is to come from a bad life. Now, when you get a motherfucker who shoot their whole goddamn family, I have no pity for
like
you.
Like them damn Menendez brothers.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But even then, that was a super long trial. And at the end of the day, the American justice system is supposed to be about
You cannot reform.
But you have to leave the ability for some. If there was a mistake, the death penalty is so final. And if you look at, for instance, in Dallas, all of the death penalty cases where the men would never been put to death because a racist-ass prosecutor in the 60s and 70s was
just putting black men on death row.
That's today too.
And anyway, now that you have DNA evidence, those guys are being exonerated, and you say, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to kill them in 1985.
You think about all the people who have died over those 40 years because you didn't have DNA. I don't believe, like, I'm a criminal justice major. I do not believe in the death penalty whatsoever.
You don't think the Menendez brother?
I believe, no. But yeah. But this is the thing. Canada's worst serial killer in all of their history got like 65 years in prison. Give people life sentences. Give people longer sentences. But you need to look to reform people first. That's what I think.
And or then you give them another chance to fucking kill somebody. Like, there's...
You're not going to reform 100% of people.
You're
right. But I'm saying, the effort. Because at this point in the criminal justice system, you're not reforming anybody. Well, you're not trying to help anybody.
What is justice? What is justice? You're not going to get that life back.
And I
so you punish you punish this motherfucker for 65 years, 76.
Well, and when if a motherfucker, hold on, Dion. A motherfucker been in jail 65 years. He ain't killing nobody but his fucking kidneys and diabetes.
You never know. He could get out of jail. He could get out of jail, get in a car accident.
He ain't strong enough to choke a rat out.
It ain't about choking. It's about circumstance. It's about situation.
That motherfucker ain't killing nobody. He probably went to jail when he was 30. 65 plus 30. If I'm not wrong, ain't that 95? What a 95-year-old? Motherfucker, that's like Betty White raping you. That is impossible.
That sounds like a great show. No, like old people getting out of prison.
Out of Betty White.
Would you rather fuck me or Betty White?
Betty White.
Fuck you, Dion.
Sorry, Chris.
That's okay.
Her titties Betty are White than yours. Thick. You see her in the pants? Wow.
Plus, she got money, Chris.
The other... Yeah, that's true. You might get some in the Chris. Will. To my lovely Nubian lover. The other part about the death penalty is that it's way more expensive for somebody to be put to death because of the amount of appeals and the overworked criminal justice system that prosecutors have to re-defend these cases over and over. It's easier just to keep them in jail than to put them to death. And
well, so it costs more to keep them alive.
It costs more to eventually put them to death because of the continuous appeals. It's cheaper to give them life in prison by tens of thousands of dollars. So they're really
we're in talking about what are we talking about money because money we can print.
But so when you, when
you're
look
talking
at,
about time and effort, that's what you're talking about.
When you're talking about,
it takes more effort to kill them than it does
right.
to keep them in a jail cell for the rest of their life.
And any government,
how many
agency,
appeals do they get?
Well, they get it's a cocktail of two different, like, sodium chloride. And
I didn't say what you kill them with. I said, how many appeals do they get?
Oh, appeals. I thought
you said pills. Pills.
my apologies.
They don't kill you with pills?
I was like, cocktail. Goddamn.
I think, and Gariani, you may know on the amount of appeals they get, but you can retry. At the end of the day, when you're talking about a government agency like a prosecutor's office or a public defender's office, you're talking about a finite amount of resources with a government agency. And by continually taxing, like, the Marion County prosecutor's office here in Indianapolis to retry these cases, you're taking away manpower and time and energy from real cases like child molesters and other shit that may need done. And then you're sucking up resources that those agencies need. Now, I'd argue that the entire criminal justice system that we have set up right now is not to reform anybody. It's to warehouse the socioeconomic bottom 15% of society because we don't know what to do with you, so we'll put you in jail for drugs and for petty crimes and repeated offenses and
we'll and make money off of you.
And
it's
make
all
money.
About money.
That's exactly
my
right.
My brother's in jail right now, and literally, when I went to jail, you can make a phone call or collect call and talk all fucking day on that call. Just don't hang up. Tell your family I'm going to go up and take a nap and leave the phone off the hook.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit no more.
Right.
Literally, it costs you, I don't know what the fuck it costs you, but my brother can go through $100 in a week.
Right.
And the commissary, my brother actually, it's all about money. Keeping those beds won't like the hospital. Mm-hmm. If you let a motherfucker go home, you ain't going to have no money. So you're not making any money. My brother bought, I spent $90 on that very first nano iPod.
Right.
$90. Y'all know that thing. I don't even think they make them no more. They must redo them and sell them to them in jail.
Yeah.
It's all about the fucking money. So this country.
What a nigga in jail need with an iPod?
He need to listen to some motherfucking Rick James.
Well, he better sing that shit. I'm not $90.
The pat down. If you listen, if you're in jail, listen to this show. Write us a letter. What? So privatization. So they try to privatize, and anytime you privatize human lives, it gets bad. Like for instance, there's a company that was private. They privatized the healthcare for prisoners. And it's a for-profit company.
Of course.
And so they have a monopoly on the service here in the state of Indiana. And so to give their shareholders what they need, they start cutting services and medicine and healthcare.
And people like, start dying.
Yeah. And my friend Woody, we did an episode on my podcast about...
Nobody gives a fuck about your podcast.
About his daughter.
I'm just kidding.
She had a complicated blood disease, and she ended up dying in prison because they didn't have the resources to take care of her because it's a private company that eventually got kicked out, but it took a ton of people dying here in the state of Indiana because of bad medical care. And so it's not privatization in the free market sense that Republicans say it is. It's a monopoly meant to give shareholders better return, and it's bullshit.
It's all about the money. That's what's wrong with this country.
That's what a lot of the cloak and dagger shit is, right. though. Is, you know, it'll be better if we're in charge because we'll trickle it down. Yeah, but those motherfuckers never trickle shit.
No.
They don't trickle shit. We po as fuck. I'm po. You po. We know you po.
I'm triple po.
He ain't got no motherfucking side window on his car. he got one of the mirrors that you do your makeup in.
He held a compact mirror out the window.
So the weekend I drove down to Lex to get Tucker who's doing shows,
right? He thought I was going to get in that raggedy-ass car and ride back. I rid it, Mill. I said, I ain't got no money, but I'm too bougie to be riding this motherfucker.
It sounds
like
we
is a fucking lawnmower.
See, now who bougie? You should be happy just to have a car.
Thank you, Carriana.
See how dumb it sounds?
I'm pro-choice.
You pro-raggedy car. I'm not pro-raggedy car.
So I'm driving down to Kentucky, and as I'm driving, I hit a bump, and my fucking, you know, the thing you use to block the sun, one of the screws fell out, hit me right in the motherfucking forehead. I'm like, God damn, my car is a piece of shit.
I'm surprised they even give him a tag. Let me tell you something. He gonna have to live in Indianapolis forever. Cause he ever try to get that emission shit somewhere else, they will throw that. They will roll that motherfucker in down in that hole where you change the oil at.
He looks like Pigpen from Charlie Brown when he drives down the road. Just oil smoke.
I mean, the wires. He just literally got the wires and duct tape hanging out. And I'm like, Dion, what the fuck? No air, no heat.
I got air. It's called 80 miles on the freeway. Roll the windows down.
The Lord provides.
Exactly. You know, he reminded me of when I first started dating my first kid's father. He had a car like that. The ones you had to shake them to go up. And then you had to take a piece of wood and clamp down in there so the one falls all the way back down in there. And he taught you how to reach through the dough pan and push the one up. Wasn't no roll, nigga. You had to reach through the dough pan and put the one up and hold the motherfucking wood down. But the thing that got me the most was he had no floorboards in the box. It was rusted out. So he had a piece of wood there. And sometimes he would put a mat over it. Or if he forgot, like if he cleaned out his car, nigga, your feet would fall clean through the motherfucker. You'd be like the Flintstones. So a lot of times you just roll with your legs on. The raggedy, that's what that shit. He have no heat, no AC. His car was so raggedy, the wiring was so bad, no radio. So back in the day, the black folks took them big ass boombox like LL Cool J. we had one on the back seat, and everybody thought we had boom in the car.
All right, so now after hearing who you were dating, I'm for abortions. You should not have procreated with him. You single-handedly changed my mind.
You would have killed Ashley.
Poor Ashley.
Well,
and not killed.
Well, some people ain't lucky.
Shut the fuck up.
We don't all make it to the end. You know what? But like, if anybody in Alabama needs an abortion, I'm willing to kick anybody down a flight of steps. $15 easy, and I'll kick you down a flight of steps and make sure it sticks.
She don't mean this audience.
No, because I told my baby mama-in-law. What's her name? Can I not say her name on the podcast?
Baby mama-in-law?
Because they ain't married.
They get married.
When they get married, then she'll be my, what is she?
Sister-in-law.
But for now, she's my baby mama-in-law. What?
I was so confused. I'm like, you don't got what?
You don't have a husband, and he's not cheating on you.
But now that you'd explained it, I completely understand what you're saying.
See, don't it make sense? I'm so smart. I'm wise. But my baby mama-in-law, I told her when she was pregnant with my niece, I told her I'd kick her down a flight of steps.
I know.
And she ain't listening to me.
What? No, don't kill my grandbabies.
What? I would have did it.
She was in a good situation.
See, it used to be safer and legal, and now she's kicking women down the stairs.
I'm not advocating for abortion. I just want to put that out there. I'm not advocating for. I'm just saying you can't take away somebody's options.
I'm just saying,
who are you to tell them what they can and can't do? That's all I'm saying.
And I'm saying, I'm for whatever you decide to do. I respect your choice, and I'm also for a campaign, a clip the nuts campaign. We gotta start clipping these nuts, ladies, so this shit can stop going through holding up Congress, and we ain't gotta vote on. Just clip all the nuts. We don't even. All we want is hard dick. We don't even care about your nuts. Have anybody ever cared about your nuts? No.
I had a few young ladies that really cared about my nuts.
How young were they, Chris Kelly?
25-ish.
26. 15 to me. He's adding 10.
See how ready he got?
Don't you turn me into. That's just not abducted in plain sight, you fucking asshole.
I want to know, how did she care about your nuts? Did she put them in a.
With her velvety tongue, Miss Pat.
Ugh. You, a bitch had velvet on her tongue?
No.
You fucking it was, witches?
I should have known better than to try and paint a picture.
I was going to say, why would you say velvety to her?
Don't give her new verbs.
Get your ass out of here. We podcasting.
Yeah, you don't walk in here right now. Yeah,
especially when he's talking. See, I knew something was wrong with you, your ass.
It's like
a pie piper.
You're
going to
do it in front of the children? Disgusting.
I'm going to cut that out because... The white man walks in the podcast, and all of a sudden you turn him into a chomo. Fuck you,
chomo. What's a chomo?
Chomo, child molester.
Oh, that what you call him, chomos?
I've never heard of that.
Never heard that?
We call him Chester Molester in the hood.
Chest messes.
No, Chester the Molester.
Yeah, we call him that too.
Yeah. Most of the child molester in my neighborhood was named Chester.
Patton Oswald, what is it, Uncle Touchy's Puzzle Basement?
We gotta wrap this.
Yeah,
shit
we
up.
Need to end this. Ended 5 minutes. This went to 5 minutes too goddamn long.
Oh, I've enjoyed. Y'all make sure y'all check out my website, MissPatComedy.com, for all the great merch and all the dates where I'm gonna be performing at, and get your tickets to come out and see me. We're gonna have a good fucking time. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.